Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Today, Democrats unveiled articles of impeachment, charging President Trump with abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. About an hour later, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced an agreement on a North American trade pact, giving a major win to the president amid impeachment proceedings. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa took to Twitter to talk about the trade deal with Mexico and Canada. He says renegotiating NAFTA was a central campaign promise of President Trump. And today, he delivered a historic win for the American people. The USMCA will create hundreds of thousands of new jobs and protect American workers and raise wages, another promise made and promise kept by President Trump. However, Grassley's Iowa counterpart, Joni Ernst, took to Twitter this morning to talk about another issue regarding the Trump administration. She says, quote, Iowa farmers and producers are counting on the administration to restore the integrity of the RFS. That's the Renewable Fuel Standard. A deal we agreed to in the Oval Office in September guaranteed 15 billion gallons. A deal is a deal. Let's make this right. Iowa Senate Democrats are working on a proposal to change the law that allows the governor to decide whether or not to appeal judgments against the state. The proposal follows Republican Governor Kim Reynolds' recent decision to appeal a verdict against the state in a costly years-long discrimination lawsuit involving Sioux City native Chris Godfrey. The proposal will likely face a tough path in the legislature because state government is controlled by Republicans. And Reynolds recently told reporters she thought her most recent appeal decision could lead to saving taxpayers money if the state wins. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.